The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Thank you for joining us on this live, original Friday global transmission as we move towards Mother's Day this Sunday. Huge 2016 election news, big news on the front with Hillary and the emails and the FBI. Huge economic and military developments as well around the world. It's all coming up today on this Friday edition and several very informative guests. But first, are you awake or are you asleep? I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signals broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful. And they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
An estimated 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder or sleep deprivation.
Outside the limit of our sight, feeding off us, perched on top of us from birth to death, are our owners.
Latest census numbers prove the United States has the biggest gap between rich and poor compared to all westernized countries today.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance. The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you, the human power elite.
And for the first time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened. That's a total new reality.
I've got one that can see.
We can't be the only ones who can see.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems.
It's a new morning in America. Fresh, vital. The old cynicism is gone. We have faith in our leaders. We're optimistic as to what becomes of it all. It really boils down to our ability to accept. We don't need pessimism.
I have two words for you. Predator drones.
And who are you, little guy?
You will never see it coming.
I'm predicting the first guy who uses the Second Amendment weapon to bring a drone down that's been hovering over his house is going to be a folk hero in this country.
Nice.
And there is a signal broadcast every second of every day through our television sets.
I'm just trying to warn you folks, the television is a giant LED weapon system. It's so advanced. They got a monkey farm in Bastrop, folks. They do all sorts of testing on great apes, rhesus monkeys, the whole nine yards. And they'd go, oh, you didn't see this, and punch a button, and it'd be hundreds of monkeys with wires in their brains with television sets brainwashing them.
All I ever have to do is be famous. People watch me, and they love me.
You can have a little taste of that good life, too. Now, I know you want it. Hell, everybody does. Do it to your own kind.
What's the threat? We all sell out every day. Might as well be on the winning team.
The real men of the world have to stand up and say, I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Time to take a stand, boys. You know what? You got a little courage. Stand up for yourself.
waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The Oscar winners give a press conference and how to buy a sailboat.
First, long live the Republic!
We'll be back. Stay with us.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding. Silver has always been nature's... And only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience. Just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with Music and the Truth Until Dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
But they took a lot of people away. People that they thought were going to make trouble for them. People that had guns or things they wanted. They just took them away.
Where?
Re-education camps, that's what they call it.
So part of it is you have to break through our kind of the private idea that kids belong to their parents. Or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
I have decided we really need camps for adults.
And we need you all run. Really?
All persons of Japanese descent were required to register. Now they were taken to racetracks and fairgrounds where the Army almost overnight had built assembly centers.
Come on, I'm a non-citizen. I refuse to recognize you guys.
What kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
plus you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
These people are radicalized and they don't support the United States and they're disloyal to the United States. It's our right and our obligation to segregate them from the normal community.
So what we're doing here, and let's not kid about it, we're building a domestic army because the government is afraid of its own citizens.
Put your gun down, really?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Are you some kind of a constitutionalist?
So these people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's Friday, the 6th day of May, 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours today, broadcasting worldwide. Roger Stone normally only comes on once a week. Again, the Trump confidant, former head of his campaign, he's in New York right now with Trump. He says that he is, again, going to drop gigantic bombshells when he comes on at the middle of the third hour, 2.5 hours from now. We also have a medical doctor who testified to the U.S. Senate and others who is an expert on vaccines, highly recommended by Billy Corgan to come on. It's his personal doctor, but she's also very well known, to come on and discuss what they're covering up about vaccines and what's in the mainline medical literature and how they have the secretive federal vaccine damage fund. So she's going to be joining us for about 30, 40 minutes. Part of the second hour today. We'll also have open phones throughout this Friday broadcast to cover all the different things that are happening in the world, and David Knight will host the fourth hour today, and then of course I'll be back this Sunday 4 to 6 p.m. Central with that transmission. Even though it's Mother's Day, I'm intending to come in and do the broadcast live, or I'm thinking about coming in Saturday and taping it. I gotta talk to my mom. She's coming over to the house and stuff. We're going to see what happens. But this Sunday, an original transmission, regardless, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Then, of course, there's InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central weeknights. Wow, where to start here? We've got Hillary and big developments on the email front and NBC News caught basically covering up the story they've had that's bombshell. We have three of her confidants now being interviewed by the FBI. So that cover-up is starting to unravel. We're going to cover some of that. She is the presumptive nominee now, pulling ahead of Sanders in real elections. First, she stole a bunch of primaries from him. That was quite the education for a lot of people, where they just steal things openly. But since then, she has begun to get the lead in other primaries without having to steal it, because it creates the perception that she's a winner. But regardless, she is and has stolen what appears to be the Democratic nomination via theft. Donald Trump and the Patriot Movement, the Liberty Movement, overrode the globalist media, overrode all the party officials and the disinformation armies, and it appears they are not going to contest him. But Bill Kristol and Jeb Bush and George Bush and all of them are in the news today saying never Trump. Here's the headline. Bush 41-43 won't be endorsing Trump. If they endorse Trump, I would have a big problem with Donald Trump. If John McCain, who says he's not going to the convention, was endorsing him tacitly or with his nose held, something would be wrong. Trump is coming into a criminal system with a bunch of out-of-control, larcenous hijackers that have taken over the country and taken over the Republican Party, and he says that's not how this is going to work anymore. We're not going to base this on lobbyists and on foreign countries buying us off. We are going to base it on America first. And that's why everybody from the ADL to the Southern Poverty Law Center to the Pope to the Communist Chinese to the Republican and Democratic establishment are running around, well, you know what, in their britches, because they know Trump is a nationalist. And I know I've stated that 100 times, but, man, they really are scared of him. And for anybody that says that they could ever be bored right now, what planet are you living on? This election cycle is the most exciting, not of my lifetime, but clearly looking back over history, one of the most exciting in our history since George Washington, our first president. This is incredible what's happening. It's epic. And Trump and his success is only a manifestation. I'm not taking away from the man's courage or his tenacity or his wit. I totally admire him. But still, he would tell you he is a focal point of what's happening historically right now and riding this incredible wave. A wave against globalism in Europe, in Eastern Europe, in Asia, in Eurasia, in Africa, in Latin America, in the Pacific Islands, all over the world, people are waking up to the fact that decades ago, big multinational corporations came in and bought off their leaders, their presidents, their prime ministers, their parliamentarians, and that they had already transferred most of our sovereignty and our money and our laws and our power offshore. To the point now, they look at us with straight faces and go, you can't read the TPP, but it does make all your laws. You'll find out soon enough. You can't read Obamacare. You can see it after we pass it. You can't. We're not going to tell you the new party rules, but put it to you this way. Even if he gets 1237, we're not going to give it to him. Well, notice they're backing off that now because people are finally going, what? What? Some foreign secret group runs things and the party says my vote doesn't count, but always said it did. There's that big elephant in the room moment when people finally see it. You ever seen children or adults, for that matter, when you're at an exhibit at a hotel or an exhibit at a museum, and they'll have the big pictures on the wall that say, find the hidden image? There was one last week in the news saying, can you find the man standing in the grocery store aisle? I meant to show it on air. We could probably do it now. But the headline was, can you see the man standing in the grocery store aisle? And it took me about a half a second to see him. But they put on a uniform that matched a photo they'd already taken so that he was basically wearing wallpaper that blended into the background so he was almost invisible until you just saw some of the surface contours that weren't completely flat. It's the same thing. When you can't see it, you can sit there with other ignorant people and argue that maybe it doesn't exist. There's not a man standing there against that wall. But as soon as you do see the hidden image, how could you not have seen it before? That's a good parallel or a good analogy of what we're dealing with here. So the reason the system is trying to come in and further dumb people down, the reason the globalists are accelerating their takeover, has everything to do with the fact that they stole civilization in the last 100 years with the advent of mass media, sophisticated propaganda. There were a lot of great developments that humanity saw popularized. And so the population kind of thought the government and science had provided it, not that humanity had provided it through science and culture. And so there was kind of a moment by the end of World War II when people just capitulated to whatever media and government said, like children, and decided what we're being told is completely kosher and completely trustworthy. And the old ideas of the Renaissance, not trusting big combines, not trusting centralized power, but trusting real diversity and local power, those ideas got thrown out as old hat. But we're now rediscovering the common sense very, very quickly, because it's like if you're in a Jim Jones cult, and he tells you everything's fine and you buy whatever he says because of the peer pressure. But finally he says, drink the Kool-Aid and you're going to live forever. But suddenly everybody starts dying and you haven't drunk yours yet. You're going to run into the bushes, even if it means they're going to shoot you in the back. You're going to try to take control of your own life because you know drinking that cherry-flavored Kool-Aid laced with cyanide is going to kill you. So you run, you run, you run. And we're reaching that point where people realize they don't have any hope but to admit the facts and take action and say no and run for the bushes. But we're in better shape than people in a Jim Jones cult. oh, they've got armored vehicles and are training troops for domestic takeover, and governments are trying to ban free speech. They're trying to bring authoritarianism in so we can't get away or can't change the system. But it's too little too late. There's too many alternative media systems. People already know the genie's out of the bottle. There's too many books and videos and information laying around now that people value. The genie's out of the bottle. And so globalism is in deep trouble. The problem is there's been about a 200-year project through British intelligence and others to take over the Christian church and to teach an end-of-the-world philosophy so people lie down and don't fight corruption, because the end of the world's always around the corner, so why should you stand up and do anything?
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I can see for miles and miles.
Yeah, I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles 25 years ago when I got politically involved. And that's what was so frustrating. They admitted the Federal Reserve was private, predominantly owned by foreign families. It was in the Federal Registry. It was in the congressional record. They were admitting a plan to establish a planetary corporate world government that would fine independent nation states and individuals and companies that didn't comply with the bureaucracies and the regulations written by secretive global corporate tribunals that would then be handed down to the American Union, the Asian Pacific Union, and the European Union. And each of those unions would have sub-directorate unions under it, like the Middle Eastern Alliance, the African Union, and other sub-districts. This is all official. And we go and cover the UN documents and show the New York Times and show State Department Memorandum 7277 and the public laws. But no, people would just say, that crazy Ron Paul, that crazy Alex Jones, that crazy Pat Buchanan, that crazy. But back then, we weren't the dominant media. They were. Now, this information's dominant, so they just come out and go, okay, it's real. What are you going to do about it? But the con game isn't working. Look at these three stories in front of me today. Three of them. This is out of French news agency, AFP. Pope Francis tells EU to tear down migrant walls. You see, that's the inverse psychology. The founder of the European Union with the Rothschilds, Peter Sutherland, is the head of the, quote, UN Migration Committee. Just like Saudi Arabia and others head up the Human Rights Committee. It's all about a sick joke. It's like having Hitler, you know, over the Jewish organization or something. And he comes out and says, how dare you, EU, not open up more to create the illusion in the Overton window that from his perspective, Europe is bad and guilty for only taking in 5 million the last 3 years, conservatively, 80% of them military-age men without real passports, fake IDs, raping, robbing, and killing, with France and other countries saying they're on the verge of, quote, total collapse in their highway systems. It's like Road Warrior, just hordes of people just running around robbing, stealing, killing, raping. The police are told don't even file a report. Murders are skyrocketing. People are fleeing en masse. And the Pope is giggling and laughing from South America. It's incredible. The globalists are going to use the collapsing third world that they've engineered the collapse of with their own IMF World Bank policies on record to now weaponize these populations and bring what's left down to the West. Just like the big money targets the middle class. They target anything independent. This is economic warfare. Now, let's go to the next article. Get ready for this. This is Fox News, Associated Press, and Sunday Express all reporting this. Here it is. EU border threat. Brussels. That's the unelected bureaucracy that runs the EU. They have a parliament, but it's advisory. The EU created itself. Most of the countries didn't vote to enter it. Almost all of them didn't vote. Their ministers just signed them on to the EU 50-something years ago, calling it the Treaty of Rome, a so-called steel deal. Then it was the European Economic Community, just a trade deal. And then in 2000, they said, you know what? It's a government. And now they say, criticize us, we'll arrest you. Oh, by the way, the EU bureaucracy, guess what? They have exempted themselves from EU federal taxes and national. Look it up. People go, that's outrageous. Congress 5 years ago exempted itself from insider trading when members of Congress got caught doing it. That was a CBS headline. Congress exempts itself from insider trading. Let them eat cake. The new royalty. EU border threat. Brussels to fine countries £250,000. That's about $280,000 for every... No, that's euros. Yeah, so I calculated that right. That's about $260,000, $270,000. EU border threat. Brussels to fine countries, €250,000 for every refugee refused entry. All military-aged men. Look at them in that photo. And they just show up And they say, I'm here for my welfare, I'm here for my house, I'm here for my woman, I'm here to rape and steal and do whatever I want. I come from the most dangerous third world hell pits on earth where Wahhabists rule, and if your wife's caught without a hood over her head, she's killed and so are you. We're here to run your country. And the EU unelected bureaucracy, honchoed by Merkel, looks at everybody and says, listen, you are going to be fined unless you let in unlimited more numbers. And by the way, Germans and French and Swedes, if you protest, we're going to call you racist and have you arrested, even if you're a presidential front-runner contender in France. Now, if that isn't tyranny, I don't know what is.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Last night in Little Rock, put me in a haze. Sweet, sweet candy was doing her thing, baby.
She had the whole show.
And that's a natural fact. All right, my friend. You know, we came into the intro of this segment, and I heard that epic music blasting out. And it just reminded me about how epic the real times are that we live in today. And to see the United States as an American band in a death struggle with this giant globalist anaconda trying to squeeze the life out of us. And to see humanity attempt to get out of its clutches. Because only a small percentage of us understand we're under attack, and that's still giving us enough strength to be almost struggling the coils of the snake off of us, and we're getting our hands now around its neck, and its little slit eyes have a glimmer of fear in them as we begin to cut the oxygen off and tear its stinking head clean off. All right. I was sitting here during the break, and I was asking myself, why am I in such a really nasty mood right now? And it's because I kind of psychoanalyze myself, and it's because I feel like I don't have the energy or the focus or even the right words to describe how incredible a time we are all in. Just how incredible, how amazing, how over the top, how dangerous, how thought-provoking, how thrilling a time it is to be alive with all of the developments that are going on. It is just crazy. And so I'm going to briefly, before I plunge into all this news and give the number out and take your calls, I'm going to briefly try to go through a summation here of why I'm frustrated. But in a very positive way. And then hopefully my personal experience from someone totally immersed in researching the globalists and who they are, what they stand for, what their goals are, and how to stop them. But also who we are. We've forgotten who we are. That's the only reason the enemy could be getting away with what they're doing at this point. And it comes down to this. I'm a very frustrated person because I've not been able to properly telegraph to folks just how incredible this struggle is and just how real it is. Now, I've done a better job than probably anybody else, quite frankly. But that's not saying much. Because this thing snuck up on us. And it's here now. And it wants to kill every man, woman, and child of us. And it's not going to make deals. And it's not going to play games. And most of the people you see on TV, most of the pundits, most of the analysts, most of the quarterbacks, don't know what they're involved in and don't understand the overall continuum and compendium of exactly what field they're playing on. So let me just recap briefly, because it's a crime for me to just have an entertaining show here for you and play clips and go over different short attention span theater information and cover this little factoid and that little factoid. I can do that better than anybody else. I can fill every 2 minutes with a new topic and a new issue and put a nice little bow on it, teleprompter free, like nobody else can. Quite frankly, I can. But I refuse to do that. Because if you just look at all these separate pieces, you're not going to get the answer. But if you pull back and study the white papers written by the technocrats and the controllers, they're very, very clear about what they're doing. And it's a story. It's a blueprint. it's a plan that everybody needs to know. But this is what it comes down to. The globalists, as we've talked about, are eugenicists. They believe that they are taking control of human development and evolution, in their words. They're playing God. They're mad scientists. And they have an excuse that they kill us and dumb us down for our own good because we're a big, giant, dangerous, out of control infestation on the earth, likened to high-tech army ants in the Brazilian rainforest that can clear dozens and dozens and dozens of acres a day, eating every piece of foliage down to the bone, before the New York Times writes an article saying that I don't know that plants don't have bones. It's a figurative statement. Down to the bark. And that they're doing all this in an emergency procedure to try to take control of humanity and direct its development to reduce us down to a manageable 200 million people. That's the official UN program. And some are saying, yeah, we know this. We've been to the UN's website. We've heard Ted Turner. We've heard Prince Philip. We've all gone to college. We've all heard this. We know this. Tell us something we don't know. I'm just restating to you what their goal is. And I mean, that's pretty darn important to understand that they've got a cosmology where they can absolutely target every man, woman, and child on earth and incrementally dumb us down and poison us and use cultural warfare systems on us to hamstring our species and to shut down our life force prime programming and then turn us inwardly as a civilization against each other. And first they set up the first world against the third world. But internally they set up the family against each other and the cultures against each other. And at every level, it's about siphoning off productivity to get everyone in a position where they're completely unnatural, completely disconnected from reality, completely confused, and fighting with each other so that there's not enough resources to go around to create a negative economy that begins to implode like a black hole. Well, number one, then you study the globalists. They're some of the most wicked, hateful, evil people who actually enjoy what they're doing. And they're releasing the most dangerous technologies you could imagine that are killing the earth itself while they claim they're preparing to cull humans in the name of saving the earth. But then when you study what they're actually doing, they block programs that would reduce population in areas it should be released and should be reduced because it's untenable. They will block clean industrial movements that would cause the 1.5 child model. And then you can say, well, that's just because they're not coordinating this properly. No, you read deeper into their actuaries, like the Royal Commission in 59 and others, and they admit that's their plan. And then you pull back from it and you realize, oh, my God, it's a plan to kill humans and kill animals and kill the oceans and kill the atmosphere. And whoever these people are, whatever they're doing, wherever they came from, whatever it is, it's anti-life on this planet and it's rewriting and taking everything over. So that's what it comes down to. And so I can't just sit here and cover the window dressing of things and make jokes about this commentator and jokes about that commentator and just make fun of the social justice warriors who are just a few stages brainwashed and brain damaged down the room as we are. And I can't make fun of the people that are in fantasy land and only care about movies and comic books and video games, because those are a lot of intelligent people who subconsciously have just decided to punch out because they don't believe they can change anything and have just given up on life. And that's another fundamental truth, is that when you're given enough food, even if it's tainted, and enough water, even if it's tainted, and you're not physically under attack at a level that's completely clear to you, a lot of people will just basically go into a morass and put up with it and shut off and basically decide that they don't have any power and they can't have any effect. The reason we're dying is the entertainment, television, unnatural culture. And people say, well, why are you on television? Well, I mean, why were they jacking into the Matrix and sending Morpheus and Neo in if they were against the Matrix? That's a stupid question. If I'm against someone who's fallen into the ocean in the North Atlantic and they're going to freeze up in about 45 seconds and drift to the bottom, and I throw them in a rescue buoy so that they can grab on and be hauled up to the side of the ship, I'm not agreeing with the ocean. I'm injecting something into the ocean that the people can grab a hold of to hopefully collectively help us all drag ourselves out of this. But that's really where my frustration comes from, and it's why I get upset, because I get prepared. I look at all the news. I have more stuff than I could ever cover. It's all extremely interesting, extremely informative. Just three articles out of my stack are just over-the-top important. The Pope lecturing Europe on opening your borders when they've already opened their borders, when he has 200-foot walls. The EU saying we're going to have a €250,000 fine on countries, on taxpayers, for every refugee who's refused entry, even if they're a terrorist or a criminal. That's global government. That's in your face. EU to fine countries hundreds of millions of pounds for refusing to take refugees. The Telegraph. And I've got over 200 other articles and video clips and things that are just as interesting and just as informative. And we'll cover a lot of it in the next 3 hours after this hour. It's just that it's not my opinion they put hydrofluorosilicic acid, known as fluoride, in the water to brain damage you. It's a fact it reduces fertility. It's a fact it reduces IQ. It's a fact it causes massive increases in cancer. But still, the yuppies and the academics sit around and laugh, because if they go pull up the Harvard studies and the rest of it and admit it to themselves, then they might have to actually do something about it. Instead, they've made the decision to fool themselves like delusional cult members and sit here and make a joke and say, oh, that's that silly Texan. He doesn't talk with an affected Atlantic accent. We're not going to listen to him. We're pseudo-intellectuals like George Will, saying the Republican Party is sovereign, close quote. We decide who's president, not the mere plurality of voters. He thinks that's powerful to declare himself the new royalty? That's intellectual? After they've held out that our vote counts? That's all a con artist has, is the confidence game. That's why they're called con men, confidence men. And that's all this is a giant facade. And almost everyone working for the system isn't even aware of its full import. That's the sickest part of it. George Will says GOP must stop Trump even if he wins the nomination. And now they've got all these Republicans coming out and Paul Ryan coming out saying he supports Hillary over Donald Trump, because it's all about the lobbyists, it's all about the foreign interests, it's all so sick. This is the blue-eyed darling that all these conservative hosts tell you is so conservative, the architect of amnesty. What a giant joke. And what does Paul Ryan and Hillary Clinton and George Will, the communist Chinese and the Pope and the unelected commissars of the EU, what do they all have in common? They all have disdain for the American people. And you know what? We were feared 60 years ago. Highest IQs, most inventions, most vicious in average in battle. Now we're the most unhealthy, the stupidest, because we've been under 60 years of high-tech globalist warfare in the culture, in the food, in the water, in everything we do. We have been taught not to work hard. We have been taught to be lazy. We have been taught to be stupid. And we lay around wondering what the next movie is, or the next rock concert, or the next TV show. Because reality's so boring to us. You know why reality's so boring? Because you're not in reality. You believe what the nightly news says, and you believe The stuff you watch on Netflix is real at a subconscious level. When every study and every actuary and every common sense realization shows that all you got to do is go out in nature, all you do is got to go out and exercise, all you got to do is go out and sit on top of a mountaintop or down in a creek bed and just open your heart up and say, God, I know you're there, come into my life right now. Not the fallen evil on this planet, but the God of the universe. And you know what happens? You're free right then at that moment. And you will become addicted to something that actually makes you healthy and strong and happy. Except for one thing, as the Bible says, the beginning of knowledge is the coming of sorrow. Or with great knowledge comes sorrow. Because then you're going to know how things really work, and you're going to see all these zombies around you in their little self-affected la-la land delusions that they're in charge and they're powerful because they're cynical and they're weird and they kind of diss other people and they don't talk to their coworkers and they're all about themselves, all about their fake righteousness, whether it be leftist garbage or right-wing garbage. They are in a program. They are in a mentally ill, narcissistic, false paradigm loop. Because they've been completely overtaken by the system. New big study out in the latest issue of Environment and Behavior finds that walking in the woods particularly massively causes brain activity to increase in areas of pleasure, enlightenment, satisfaction, you name it. You mean humans actually in their normal environment at a genetic level we resonate? That's right, the iPads, the TVs, all of it. This false culture is killing us. This artificiality is destroying us, and it's being designed by design to take us down.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
You're being inducted into strange days, into artificial systems. And I pledged to do this years ago, but I'm going to start, and I'm going to encourage my crew to start, every week having like an hour cooking show where we show where the food came from, we have a chef or somebody tear it apart, cook it, discuss what's in it, and then sit around and eat the food and talk about being human around a fire, even if it's indoors with a fire pit. And that activates all the archival race memories. The studies are out. All the epigenetics. You've got to do that. Gardening, getting your hands in the mud, planting it, then tending it, pulling the insects off it by hand, then picking it, then slicing it, then cooking it. All of that releases the chemicals in your brain to make you healthy, to make you satisfied, to make you know how to make the right decisions, to make you centered. I'm going to start going out where I just sit in the woods at night for like an hour or two, cross-legged around a fire with some low-light HD cameras and literally just cook a chicken over it myself and just basically eat it with nothing else. Things like that, because I'm telling you, when you do it, you get high. And I've always known that since I was a kid. All I wanted to do was camp, camp, camp. Can we camp? Can we camp? Can I camp in the backyard? Can I go to my friend's house that's camping? Can I camp? And back then it wasn't a nanny state. I was like 9 years old. We lived on the edge of Dallas, but there was a rural area nearby and a big railroad track and a bunch of no man's land property. And my dad went and talked to one of the farmers and would let us go over there and camp on their property. The cops didn't come over there and ask, what are you doing camping when you're 9, 10 years old? I mean, I used to sometimes go get dropped off in the woods at somebody's farm or ranch and get dropped off with our stuff when I was 10 years old with our tents, our food, and everything. We'd just go march off into the woods on a long weekend for 3 days. And, man, my brain would turn on. I would just have such understanding. I would be basically on the best drug of my life for those 3 days. And then the car would pull up. We'd all pile in and get driven back into town. There's a reason they arrest parents all over the world that let their kids play in the backyard now. There's a reason they're going after the Amish. There's a reason they're going after local farms. There's a reason. It's human activity. You want to defeat the globalist? Start turning the cell phones off. Only use them as a tool. Realize it's literally a radioactive weapon. It's sending off radioactive waves. Cell phone waves are microwaves. It is hurting you. It is tracking you. It is built by slaves in the most horrible slave pits on earth with suicide nets and forced drugging and forced abortion in death pits with mobile execution vans waiting outside to harvest organs if you cause a revolt. It is a demonic weapon forged in a satanic furnace by the servants of a twisted Vulcan with Festus leering over the slaves. I'm not talking about Festus on Gunsmoke. If you're a new listener, look it up. And it's just all, you're in a fantastical science fiction movie. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And the enemy knows exactly what they're doing. They brag about it. I mean, you think I'm like Chris Matthews? That'd be a cute clip to play. Him going, look at Melania Trump. Look at that walk. She's so gorgeous. Oh, my gosh. Look at that. Sure, that's an entertaining clip to play yesterday. But I didn't play it. Because I could admire a good-looking woman like anybody else, but I really admire women and children and men as well. I want them to live and be free. I love them so much, I want to break the matrix, but that's not loving them at all. We're all in this together. Why should we want to be slaves? Inducted into some type of high-tech meat grinder? An incremental kill switch? Folks, I need your support. Plus, you need the items and the products we've got. InfoWarsLife.com has all the nutraceuticals discounted 10% off because we're discounting the non-GMO heirloom seeds, the shortwave radios, the water filtration systems, everything. 10% off. I'm running that through next week. These 40 to 30% off on the high-quality storable foods will end Sunday, and that's it. At InfoWarsStore.com, take advantage of that. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get self-sufficient. They are engineering a giant crash. Plus, your purchase supports the broadcast. A total win-win.
GCN.
InfoWarsStore.com. Second hour coming up.
Visit GCNLive.com today.